How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Entree Leadership's podcast Best of 2017 episode. We start off with the $20 bill anecdote, and it starts off this way. There are two economic professors walking down the street and come across a $20 bill on the ground. The first professor walks over it, and the second professor asks him, "Why didn't you pick up the bill?" To which the first professor replies, "It clearly can't be a real $20 bill, because somebody would have picked it up by now." The sad fact is that the anecdote illustrates how a lot of us see the world and our own lives. We can shut off possibilities and go back to our usual routines, because if it were possible, it would be happening by now, or someone else has done it. How often do we not do something because of statistics? How often do we not do something because we think it should be done already? They say that it's something like 1 out of 5 small businesses succeed. So does that mean the 4 out of 5 people shouldn't start in the first place? Does that mean you shouldn't start in the first place? Like, what are you waiting for? Just because the statistics say it's not possible doesn't mean it isn't possible. There was a recent Instagram post and a podcast by Gary Vee, and he says that the odds of being born a human are something like 1 in 400 trillion, which is astonishing. So the fact that I'm alive, you're alive, the other billion people on this world are alive, are all statistical anomalies. It's something like each of us could win the lottery 10 times before one of us could be born. That's how crazy the odds are of us surviving. Now, if you take those odds and then throw them out the window, because clearly you're here and I'm here. Statistics don't mean anything, they're just numbers. What matters is the work that you do. What matters is your choices and your commitment to follow through with those choices. How often have we thought, oh, that'd be a good idea, never done anything about it, and maybe in a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now, someone's actually doing it. That could have been you if you took action. There are infinite ideas out there, but only a handful of people executing on the ideas, because the numbers say it won't work, because they think it won't work, because. It doesn't matter what you think. All that matters is you execute and you take action. The solution is to change your mindset. If you don't like the current position you're in, your purpose is to change that purpose. That's simply it. If you don't have a purpose in life, you need to change your mission to finding that purpose. It's as simple as that. And that comes about by experimentation, by trying new things, by learning new things. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it comes from bettering yourself. By being a better person, you start unraveling little things in your brain that probably will indicate to you what you should be doing. Now, if you're one of the lucky few that know what they wanted to do since they were 10, then you're probably not listening to this podcast. But if you aren't, then I would say to just go out there and try a bunch of different things. Something's eventually going to work. And at the end of the day, if nothing works, you would have lived a pretty interesting life and done a lot of different things. Remember that your head is for having ideas, not holding ideas. And kind of with the same attitude of getting things done, your brain isn't there to remember and do things. It's to create and have new innovative thoughts. So keep that in mind the next time you're kind of stuck in a rut. And you can really only have one true idea at a time, or follow one true path. You can't serve two masters, as it were. I'm talking about it in the Relentless podcast series, where you look at all the great people. They were great at one thing and one thing alone. They weren't great at everything. So kind of choose your path, and if it's not working, kind of know when to quit and know when to proceed. And finally, you want to seek first to understand, and then you want to be understood. It comes down to that old cliche, if you have 2 ears and 1 mouth, don't try and make the world understand you. Try and understand the world, because you'll have a unique perspective, but you'll only get that unique perspective by seeing a lot of other people's perspective. You're not right, and I think that's a great way to kind of look at the world, because the minute you assume you're right, you're not going to be learning anymore. And this theme kind of flows on to the next set of points I'll be talking about from the Bigger Pockets podcast and their interview with Ryan Holiday, the author of many Stoic books, modern Stoic philosophy. I've talked about it in previous podcast, Ego is the Enemy. But kind of following on from this failure and trying new things, you can always learn from any situation, whether that be positive or negative, and especially when it's negative, because it doesn't mean that every situation you find will be good or that there'll be something good to come out of it. But at the very least, out of everything that you go through, there'll always be a lesson to be learnt from it. And if you keep your eyes open, you're always going to find the lesson to be learnt. As they say, the master appears when the student is ready. So maybe you're going through the same mistake over and over again until you finally learn that lesson. At which point, you'll be able to make the next mistake and learn that lesson. One of Holiday's favorite quotes is memento mori, which is always remember that your life will end. Kind of keep that in the back of your mind because you have to remember that life is not limitless, yet we act like it is. Have a sense of urgency with your life because we only get one run at this as far as we're aware. And our days are numbered. That's really much it. Make the most of it. Another question to ask yourself is, would you do it if nobody knew you were doing it? This is where your moral and ethics come into play. You kind of don't want to ask for recognition, and you want to do it because you want to do it for yourself and nobody else. Now, this just comes with what you do in life. Like, do you pick the trash up as you walk by? Do you do things where you know you definitely won't get rewarded or recognition for? And that's kind of a cool way to look at how you live your life. Are your principles in check, and do you stand by those principles when no one will hold you accountable but yourself? And following on from that is Tim Ferriss's interview with Ray Dalio. I talked about Ray Dalio's book, Principles, on a couple of previous episodes, so definitely check that out, and this is kind of a cool little summary of the book. The main thing is to know what you don't know, and more importantly, how to overcome that. We all don't know something that we're trying to achieve. That's why we're trying to achieve it. If we knew it, we would have achieved it already. So the biggest question you have to ask yourself is, why aren't I where I want to be? And that's really the way to solve any problem, is to find out your knowledge gap and bridge that gap. And how do you do this? You must first recognize that you're not right. You're never right. And always asking yourself how to fix that. And instead of thinking you're right, ask yourself, how do you know that you're right? When you're so certain that you're right, just double check that your principles that make you believe that you're right back up the fact that you're right. Because that's where you can get caught in a loop or a rut or non-progress. Because mistakes help you learn, whereas successes keep you doing the same thing because it rewards you. Whereas when you make a mistake, you have to reassess, readjust, and reevaluate what you're doing and take probably a new course of action. Whereas when you're successful, you just keep doing whatever you're doing. And what we think of success might not be what we want to be as a success. Are you stuck in that 9-to-5 day job that you don't like, but because you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, you're getting rewarded for your behavior? Look at these things around you and look at what life is giving you based on what you want to get out of it. And you need to discover the principles that guide the things that you do. That's a good way to live your life by. You need to create systems in your life, and it's not just about a one-time thing. I'm going to eat one healthy meal and I'll be healthy for the rest of my life. No, you need to create a principle of eating healthy and living healthily. So you need to know your weaknesses, identify them, and figure out how to overcome them. Kind of that, you know where you want to be, but you're not there yet. So figure out how you're going to get there. And basically, you need to set goals, come across some mistakes, deal with them, and that's how you learn. So when I get to here, I'm going to stumble across the way, but in that stumbling is where I'm going to learn how I'm going to get there. You just have to have determination to continually do this process over and over and over again, because until you die, it's never going to end. You're always going to be learning, you're always going to be growing, and you're always going to be striving to do something different. Well, hopefully you are, because this is how you become better. You become better incrementally. You don't become better overnight. You're only a better person by your mistakes and failures, and learning from those mistakes and failures so you can build upon your next set of mistakes and failures. So, that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Someone on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time, and remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.